Well, I guess the split.
Rainy and wet dog.
Rainy
podcast.
And wet dog.
Oh man, I've been driving all day. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. I was like, shit, you were really driving all day.
Yeah, I was supposed to play in a flag football game tonight. That was another 40 minutes driving to the game and then 40 minutes driving.
40 minutes? Where?
It's down in Fredericksburg, man. It takes a bit. It's at least 30 minutes to drive down there.
Okay.
Either way, that was an extra hour and 20 minutes of driving. I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, I could do it.
I'm tired.
You're so tired that you made me on. What the hell is that?
Yeah, in case you're wondering, just got back from the beach. Which is about a 3-hour drive without traffic.
Not me. Yeah. I stayed home.
Hit some traffic coming home because it's a stupid rainstorm. But I got lucky, though, at the beach because we left really early Saturday morning because it was supposed to start raining at 11. We already
At the beach it was supposed to start raining at 11?
We already booked the hotel and everything like that, so it's not like, oh, let's go to the beach. Only for a couple hours, you know, already had reservations.
Yeah.
So we got down there about 8:45. Cause
in the morning?
Yeah, there was no traffic. We left at...
I know you guys left really early.
Yeah, we left at 6 and just no traffic whatsoever. Got down there real early. Hung out till about 11. No rain at all. Then we walked the boardwalk, grabbed some lunch. Then went to another outdoor bar, got a few drinks. Then went back, checked into the hotel. It didn't start raining until 6. And we were supposed to start at 11. But man, when it came down, it came down.
Yeah, there are parts up here, because I went out to a family gathering yesterday. It got really bad all of a sudden. There was one point, because I had to go drive down 17 to get to my cousin's house. Man, they live in God's country. But it was a part where I was like, it's not raining at all. I could see myself driving toward the rain. It was like a wall. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Man, it was coming down so hard at parts, like just seeing the beachgoers who didn't check the weather, trying to run to their cars and stuff like that. So we were sitting in a restaurant eating dinner and just seeing all these people bust their asses. We saw this one parking lot sign get carried away in the water, and the parking lot attendant,
this is mine now,
sprinting after it. Oh, it was good. And then had dinner, and then after dinner went to this one bar to watch the Cavs game. We watched the first period. There was a lot of obnoxious drunks in there, so we decided to leave. So we went back to that outdoor bar because the rain had stopped.
That's Harpoon Larry's, right?
We ate dinner at Harpoon Larry's, and then watched the first period at CP Shucks, and then I think it's like the 21st Pier or something like that is where we ended up finishing the night at. That was that outdoor bar we had lunch at. I was like, let's go there. It stopped raining. I don't think it's going to rain anymore tonight. Let's go check out there and see if they're showing the game and see how crowded it is. Not crowded at all. Got right up to the bar, sat and watched the game.
You found it. You found the secret there.
Not necessarily the secret so much as because it had been pouring earlier, probably people weren't going into the outdoor bars.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because it actually got, because we left there at the end of the second period, went back to the hotel room to watch the rest of the game. After the end of the second period, more people started to come. Sorry, my story's boring you, dog. And so we watched the rest of the game from there. It was a fun game. Caps up 2-1. That's how tired I am. I can't do simple math. Game 3, Caps got their second win. Ooh. So, as a Caps fan, happy about that. It's been a fun series so far. And then some nerd stuff, because this isn't a sports podcast. So we do share with
I have one quick question.
Sports people, what?
Pocahontas this morning?
No. It's overrated.
Okay. All right.
Because it's like, it's not bad. It's just, it's always so fucking crowded.
All right.
That it's not worth waiting in line for.
Yeah.
No, there was a log cabin breakfast buffet across
the street. I was honestly just curious because that usually is where we go. Yeah.
But it's way down there too. And we were at the other end of the beach.
Gotcha. All right. Nah. All right. But back to the nerd stuff. Sorry to interrupt that.
Yeah, what were we going to talk about? Oh yeah. The main topic of today's conversation, as I lean back because I'm tired. is Battlefield 5 just the hubbubaloo of, there's a woman on the cover, and people are like, oh, it's not historically accurate, it's a woman, women did help fight in World War II, as in World War I. I don't know if this particular woman on the cover is supposed to be any historical figure, or if it's a fictional story created around her. But EA publishes the Battlefield games. Remember, they had the Medal of Honor games. In my opinion, the best Medal of Honor game had a female on the cover. It was a PlayStation game. So, I mean, who cares in the end? It's one of those things. It's kind of like...
It's also a video game.
Yeah, I don't get it. No video game is going to be historically accurate because nowhere in that campaign, if you get shot in the chest, are you dead right away? So historical accuracy is out the window right there. And like any battle you're in, maybe lasts like 30 minutes. No battle in World War II lasted 30 minutes. They lasted days.
Yeah, I was like that. If you thought they lasted 30 minutes, then that, there's you need to check check how long that shit works in real life.
So I mean, and it's one of those things. It's kind of like I get what game companies are doing to try to be more diverse, because you want more people to play. Because it's just how it is.
Right? Yeah.
People want to play as themselves. So if it's not a game where you create your own character,
a lot of, you'll have a lot of people that won't play it because of that.
Yeah, you want a more diverse roster of a game. I mean, it's the 21st century, and even so, it's a first person shooter. No matter what the character looks like, you're not gonna see him anyways. You know.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of, I think people make mountains out of molehills about these kind of things like that. Like kind of like it harkens back to our talk about episode. Whatever Force Awakens is, episode 7. Where we were talking about like Finn being a black stormtrooper, where odds are what they did was they probably had an open casting call or they invited several actors and he was the best one for the role, so they cast him. As in him, John Boyega.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things like I definitely don't mind diversity when it's casting the best person for the role. I don't think you should force diversity, but if you want to make your things like a little diverse, fine, yeah, whatever. Go with it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, sometimes you just even have a certain character in mind.
Yeah.
You just write it that way. So you're not even thinking about it.
And on the flip side, I can't think of the game. It was like a medieval game. They didn't have any characters of color in the game. Because historically speaking, there weren't any people, non-white people in that area for the most part. Like,
yeah.
Bits and pieces, like one or two people here and there, but for the most part, it was like an all-white. I think it was like one of the Czech countries, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And people gave that game shit for not being diverse, but that game was trying to be historically accurate. Like, it was trying to be overly historically accurate. So I think on the flip side, you can't give a game company shit for being historically accurate, so therefore their game isn't diverse.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when people bitch about that, they bitch about it at times where I feel like sometimes these games don't ever claim to be historically accurate. And a lot of times they kind of fly off that anyway, so I don't see what the problem is really.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things you always have to look at intent. If a game's not very diverse, but it's trying to be as historically accurate as possible, then you really shouldn't give the game maker shit. Like, I'm kind of shocked in a way about God of War. That's like an all-white game. I mean, granted, the main character is voiced by a black man, but Kratos is a Spartan. Don't see so many black Spartans.
Well, he's also a Spartan technically in whiteface.
Yeah, because he's covered in ash.
He's covered in the ashes of his dead family, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, it's kind of funny, because that's a completely fictional game. Mm-hmm. But this one's using Norse mythology,
yeah.
So therefore, you know, every character I've come across as human is white. I haven't finished the game yet, just because coaching baseball, having a life, just have not had the time to sit down and play more than like 30 minutes, 40 minutes at a time. Jameson's worried about that. He's like, should we play more?
What?
Do you have something to say about this?
Bork. Yep. And separation.
And Taylor gets jealous because someone else is crawling with her Nelson.
Yeah, I know.
It's so funny how she gets jealous if another dog comes near you. Crazy bitch.
Oh, Tay-Tay.
But yes, it's unbelievably dumb that people get... I know, like, and that's the problem with the internet. Problems seem bigger than what they are.
Yeah.
Like, you have a very vocal minority on most of these things. But the problem with these vocal minorities, they're so loud that they look like the majority. But, and they also give gamers a bad name. They just, it's one of those things like, dog, stop barking. They give other gamers a bad name because then it makes all gamers look like basement trolls who don't like diversity, who don't like women. And it's ridiculous. It's kind of like, if you like the game, play the game. If you don't like the game, don't play the game. And I bet you a lot of the people bitching about a woman being on the cover of Battlefield don't even play the game.
Probably not.
Yeah, they just want to bitch. Because I remember when I saw the teaser image for the cover, I was like, this is supposed to be a World War II game. That's a woman. Now I'm just going to sit and wait for the outrage. I knew it was coming. It's kind of like...
I didn't even know about it, mainly because I don't play that game. So.
Well, I saw it on, like, Kotaku or IGN. I just saw... Or, like, on Instagram. I just saw, like, a quick teaser image.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of like... In years past where I kind of looked at it, it was like... Part of me would be like, I wonder how historically accurate that is. But then not... had another second thought about it. It would not have... change my thought on buying the game, but because it's EA, I'll do what I do with all EA games: play the first 10 hours on EA Access.
And then if you like it,
and if I like it,
wait to download it later.
I'll either buy it right away if it's one of those games that I really want to
play. Oh yeah, true enough. Yeah.
Or I'll just wait for it to be free on EA Access in the vault, and I'll get it like 6 months, 8 months later.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, had I seen this in the past before the internet uproar age, I'd look at it and be like, huh, wonder how historically accurate that is. And then never a second thought. Like, it would there would have been no thought, like, I'm not going to buy this game now.
Because you might have rented it. Like, if you got good ratings.
No, what I'm saying is, like, as far as a second thought is, it would not have affected.
You would have thought that part wouldn't have affected
whether I purchased it or not. It would have just been like, huh, I wonder if that's historically accurate. And then probably would have been out of my mind when the game comes out. Like, it gets great reviews. Like, I need a new shooter. I'll go pick that up.
Something like that.
And, like, the cover image, because this isn't back, we're in the internet age now, so, like, we don't need cover images to really sell us on games for the most part, because we can watch Let's Plays, we can watch video reviews, we can read reviews. It's not like back in the 8-bit era, where we really got no video reviews at all. It's like, you were literally sold on the cover. Like, I know I bought plenty of video games, because the cover art looked cool, and like, wow, look at this, and then you get the game, and it's a bunch of pixels, like, wow, this looks like shit, and nothing what I expected from this cover.
Yeah, and then there's all, you know, the only way you could get even any word of mouth or reviews on things was just because of magazines like EGM and GamePro, RIP, because those are all gone. But yeah, it was really hard to even just get even like an interview from even the creators back then. Not like now, where... Or you can just hop on your phone like Josh is doing.
Yeah, well, no, I just got sent a message. Because for those of you who don't know, Linda Carter is married to one of the VPs at Bethesda.
So she's kind of local.
She's lived in the D.C. area for, I think, like 10 years now. Something like that. It's been a while. It's been at least a decade. Maybe longer. But she is a huge Washington Capitals fan. So it's kind of like
Did she not know that?
I don't think so. So
okay.
My girlfriend just sent me a picture of the game last night. I don't know if that's going to get picked up on the camera or not.
Maybe.
Linda Carter being on the big screen. So Wonder Woman in the house at the Cavs game. I already knew that because of, like, I've already.
Well, you ran into her, didn't you?
Yeah, I snapped that picture because she was sitting like a couple rows in front of me. Mm-hmm. At a Cavs game 2 years ago, I think.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. So, I gotta find that picture and send it to Margaret. She's like, hey, boom.
Beat you.
I know, I already saw her there once, and I was right in front of her. Or she was right in front of me. I don't know, my directions are off. So just the whole, uproar, where it's like, if the game's good, the game's good. Who cares if you're playing as a man or a woman? Because, I mean, let's face it, these are all escapes. And we all want to be represented in games. And I guarantee you, even if it's a woman on the cover, I played the last Battlefield. You played as a bunch of different people in a bunch of different scenarios. Mm-hmm. So that's probably what you're going to do. Probably 1 minute you're a woman, the next minute you're a man. It's what the Battlefield games are as far as the campaign goes. And then, you know, you're just a random soldier in multiplayer, which is what people buy those games for anyway. Mm-hmm. So who cares?
Yeah.
Actually, I remember the other thing I wanted to cover.
What's that?
Fallout 76.
Oh, yes, that's right. That game. No idea
what kind of game it's going to be. Rumors that it's going to be an online MMO. Which.
Cool. Could be.
It could be, but I don't know how the VAT systems is going to work in an MMO. because it's player versus player, so I don't know how like you would be able to slow down time to pick where, what you want to shoot at.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's going to be that, and I kind of hope it's not. I wouldn't mind like an online co-op game, but I don't want like an MMO, because remember when Skyrim first came out, Kevin and I were talking about it, like, this would be cool if you could do drop in, drop out.
I remember you guys, I remember you guys would play that over voice chat.
Yeah.
And then anybody else would be playing something else, like I'd be playing Dragon.
Yeah, and then like we talked about how it'd be cool if it was multiplayer, and then they made EOS Online, and I thought, and I saw that premiered at PAX East 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be cool, and then I tried it out, and I was like, MMOs are just not for me.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not my thing. I don't have enough time to devote to a game to keep up with other people.
Yeah, it would be something perfect for back in, like, if we were, like, in 2000.
In college.
Yeah, in college, yeah.
That would have been something cool, but I'm hoping it's not that. But there is, like, as far as I know, I think I've heard people touch on this, but not as much as I'm going to talk on. It's, there's a tagline in the teaser. It says, when the war is over and the fallout has receded, Vault 76 will rebuild. So I think they're going to expand on the building mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it might be like a tower defense game, maybe something like Fortnite. Fortnite proper, not Fortnite Battle Royale. Where it's focusing on building, maybe like almost like a Minecraft thing.
That'd be cool.
I don't know. I think the main focus is going to be on building. Building, like rebuilding the world. Though I think as far as this game goes, this is the earliest in the Fallout timeline as far as after the bombs drop that you play. So obviously you don't rebuild the world, but we'll have to see like how it comes. Like E3 is when they're gonna debut it. Like I said, my only thought for this game right now is I hope it's not an MMO, because I just don't think I'll be into that.
Yeah.
Depending on the building aspect of it, again, that might be something very time consuming, because I didn't do a lot of building in Fallout 4. I did kind of like the bare minimum of what I needed to do. For resources and things like that. Something we'll have to see. I don't think it's going to be a proper Fallout game as far as a Bethesda Fallout game. So I don't think it's going to be necessarily a first-person shooter.
Yeah.
What that ends up being, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But I'm excited to see the debut of it, I'm hoping.
Yeah. It was a very interesting little clip, too. Because you're pretty much just... I mean, with all the written and audio info along.
Yeah, because they play Country Roads by John Denver, but it's not the John Denver version. And so Vault 76 is historically, as far as the Fallout timeline goes, in Virginia.
Okay.
And but because they play Taking Home Country Roads, West Virginia is mentioned in the song, so people think maybe they're moving to West Virginia. But at the same time, if you listen to Country Roads, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River, those are all in Virginia. They're not in Western Virginia. So what I heard, I think it was on The Know, they were talking about it, that song, and I haven't gotten a chance to look it up yet, that song's actually about Western Virginia, so the western part of the state of Virginia. And John Denver just says West Virginia because that works better. It's more pleasing to the ear, sung West Virginia instead of Western Virginia. Just like you'd say like West Kentucky, Western New York, you know, North or South California. You're not referring to, you're referring to an area of a state. So, I mean, that could be what it's going with. Maybe they move Vault 76 to West Virginia. We'll see what it is.
Is it Winchester out that way?
Yeah.
Because I know that's on the border to Tennessee over that way.
Yeah, so I mean, we'll have to check it out when it comes out. Not sure all the deets.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they didn't really give a whole lot anyway. Just a song and video of a guy running through some areas, pretty much.
No, there was no guys running through an area. It was just all, they were just showing like...
Somebody put on a 76 jumpsuit and that was it, right?
Yeah, it was like you just saw like clips of inside of Vault 76.
They were running around, but
you saw clips of inside Vault 76, and then you see the person put the jumpsuit on, throw the Pip-Boy on, and they're off to the races. Well, they're not off to the races. We don't know what they did, but like I said, that We Will Rebuild. I think they're gonna really focus on the building aspect of it. So I think it'll be less shooter and more builder.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of game that becomes, I don't know. Like I said, maybe a Minecraft style game.
I mean, that could be cool, I guess.
But Bethesda's got everybody talking again. Mm-hmm. But the I can't think of the name of the studio, but they're out of Texas, maybe Austin, Texas. But they were bought by Bethesda a couple years ago, and they were working on a shooter that Bethesda ended up killing. So I have to wonder if they're gonna use those mechanics in this game, or they just took that game and skinned it as a Fallout game and then continued work. So again, we'll have to wait and see, because that's the studio developing it, because it's not being developed in Bethesda, Maryland at Bethesda Studios. It's being developed at the Texas, I want to say Austin studio. So
I mean, that sounds about right. That's where most of the tech.
Yeah, that's where most of the tech places are in Texas, is in Austin. So I think that's where it's at. So that'll be kind of cool. Another East Coast, either way, it's an East Coast Fallout game. But I think New Vegas, as far as the proper Fallout games, are not proper, but the Bethesda Fallout games is the only one, has been West Coast. Because you had a West Coast game in the original Fallout series.
Okay.
That was the real-time strategy, the RTS. I wonder if they go back to the RTS, use a building mechanic with the RTS, make it something like Civilization.
Yeah, I was just thinking to myself, what if they flip the script and Vault 76 is RTS?
The only thing I think that would stop that is I guarantee Fallout 3 and Fallout 4 and New Vegas have done way better sales numbers than the RTS Fallout games.
Mm.
I think if they did an RTS, they wouldn't bring this much hype behind the RTS.
Mm-hmm.
And I think any Fallout RTS game would be released somewhat near a first-person shooter Fallout.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Because what you probably want to do is get people to get the first-person shooter, which is what they'll do, and maybe those people who haven't really played an RTS will be like, well, this is another Fallout game. I've already beaten this, let me go on to this. I don't think you'd have that big of a gap between Fallout 4 and then the next one being RTS. Even if it's not in the proper, like, chronological order of the Fallout games. Because, I don't know, RTS is more of a PC crowd kind of thing.
Yeah.
And Bethesda, as in the last few years, has definitely, like, shown, we don't just make PC games anymore, we're in the console market too. Yeah. We do Xbox and PlayStation and
Nintendo. Well, I don't know how well, like, RTSs in general did on consoles anyway, because I don't think Halo Wars did that well.
Halo Wars did okay. XCOM did okay.
But XCOM was a RTS. I actually didn't realize
that. Yeah, XCOM
games. Because I've never played those games at all.
Surprisingly, Mario and the Rabbids game.
That's an RTS.
That's an RTS, and that did really well. So, I mean, they do well. You just got to get the right mechanics in the right crowd.
Yeah. I just don't think the Xbox has really had that going forward.
Just XCOM for the most part, yeah. But I think that's all we got this week. I mean, those were the two big news stories.
Yeah.
Because again, we're gearing up. What is it today? Third?
Today is the third.
7 days away, I believe, from E3, because I think it's the 10th.
You might be right.
Let me look that up.
Yeah, because I was wondering to myself, I was like, when's E3 this year? Did we already have it? I don't remember.
No, it's always in June. Okay. June 12th. So we're 9 days away. 12th through the 14th, so we're 9 days away from it.
That's when all the big...
Yeah, so we're not really going to get a lot of news here. I can't wait to see what Nintendo debuts there.
Yeah.
I can't think of any buzz from Microsoft or PlayStation leading up to it. I mean, PlayStation will probably show The Last of Us 2.
Yeah, that's a good thing to really think of.
Xbox better show... They better have a big show with some exclusives announced for the next year.
Maybe Gears 5?
Gears 5, Crackdown 3, maybe.
Oh, yeah, we're still waiting for Crackdown. I forgot about that. I'm sitting there trying
maybe
to think.
Maybe another Halo game.
Probably. They can't get away from Halo.
No. But I can't wait. I honestly can't wait to see what Nintendo has in the store. So I can't wait to see. Oh, also, another big story. Pokemon, Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to do Switch. Because that works coincidentally with Pokemon Go. Also, I caught an Articuno yesterday. And I've gotten you.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
As I stare longingly at your Switch, thinking to myself, that 3DS I just bought just ain't you. I like my 3DS so far.
2DS.
I'm sorry, 2DS. But currently the only game I have is Mario Maker.
Yeah. You need to get yourself some Link Between Worlds.
I was looking at that.